Sri Lanka's prime minister is warning inflation will hit 60% by the end of the year as an economic crisis worsens. The government has brought in daily nationwide power cuts to conserve fuel supplies. Manel Fernandez has more from a petrol station in Colombo.
The situation is absolutely dire now in Sri Lanka. As you can see behind me, the queues are basically at one of the few fuel sheds that are receiving supplies. It's one run by an Indian company, whereas the state petroleum fuel sheds are not receiving any stocks for a long time. So there is an absolute desperation in every single shed that has supplies.
Palestinian officials have rejected the findings of a U.S. investigation into the killing of Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh. The U.S. State Department says it's likely she was killed by unintentional gunfire from Israeli positions, but did not offer clarity on how they reached that conclusion. NATO has signed off on the accession protocols for Sweden and Finland. It starts a months-long process where all 30 member states must get legislative approval for their bids to join the alliance.
This is an historic day for Finland, for Sweden, for NATO, and for Euro-Atlantic security. Finland and Sweden will make strong and important contributions to our alliance. Our forces are interoperable. They have trained, exercised, and served together for many years. We share the same values, and we face the same challenges in the Baltic Sea and beyond.
Opposition groups in Sudan have met to respond to the military's announcement that it will not take part in talks on a new government. The military rulers say politicians and civilian groups should now discuss forming a transitional administration. Police in the U.S. have detained a man in connection with a shooting at a 4th of July parade in Chicago. Six people were killed and more than 30 injured when a gunman opened fire from a rooftop. 50,000 people in eastern Australia have been ordered to evacuate in the face of flooding. It's the area's fourth flood emergency in just 16 months.